Lord, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, faithful and true God, that we are in your presence this morning and you are here to fellowship with us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the name that you have given to us, your name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, whom we are gathered to worship. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you as you speak to us. Thank you, Lord of glory, as you guide us through the scriptures, as you make us to know you more and more. Thank you as you help us to fellowship by your truth. Thank you for grace to rightly divide your word. Thank you, Lord of glory, for the revelation knowledge of your person. Thank you as you continue to pour out your spirit upon us, as we rejoice in your presence, as we receive more and more the river of your spirit in your presence. Lord of glory, we thank you that none of us will live here the same way as we have come. Lord, we give all the glory. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And everyone says amen. Hallelujah. Please let's open once more to John chapter 4. We were looking at the topic, you must know whom you worship. And I tell you, it's very important. It's really, really very important for us to understand that we must know whom we worship. It is a sin not to worship Jesus, and it is a sin not to know Jesus. And so how can you worship him if you don't know him? I tell you, that is why the scripture says to you and I that my people perish for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected the word of God, he has rejected you from being king. And when we say knowledge, is the knowledge of Jesus, for Jesus is truth. It is very important for us to know that if we want to be worshippers of God, we can't do without the knowledge of truth. If we want to worship Jesus, we must know him. We must know him, and it's very important. And that is why he's written out for us. From Genesis to Revelation, these are the words of Jesus. These very words, they speak of him. They reveal him. Those are the very words that the Spirit of Jesus is teaching you and I so that we know him. The Spirit of Jesus is revealing Jesus according as he is written, making us to understand and know the person of Jesus so that we can worship him. If we don't know him, we cannot worship him. And so, yes, we are born again, but remember, born again is the beginning of your work and my work of knowing Jesus. After the born again experience, we have to come to the knowledge of the truth. It is quite clear in scripture. If you look at 1 Timothy chapter 2, it is there that we all be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And remember, Hosea chapter 4 was referring to the people of God, the Jews, the children of Israel. He's not talking to the heathen. He's talking to his own people. My people perish for lack of knowledge. And if you look at verse 1 of that same Hosea chapter 4, you will see he says, no truth in the land. Please let's open to it before we go back to John chapter 4. Hosea chapter 4, you will see verse 1 says, hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land because there is no truth. And if you are doubting what truth is, no mercy, no knowledge of God in the land. So you see, truth, linked with truth, is the knowledge of God. For God is truth. So we have to know Him. And that's why we have the scriptures, the Holy Bible, so that we can go through the scriptures and know the person of truth. And the person of truth is Jesus Christ. And if you look at verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. The word of God, truth. The word of God, truth. The knowledge of God. So by the word of God, by truth from Genesis to Revelations, we learn, we hear and understand and know the person of God, who is truth. God is truth. He will never lie. And so His words are truth. And so you and I have to understand that as sons of God in Christ Jesus, the greatest sin we are committing nowadays is not to know truth. My people perish for what? For lack of knowledge of truth. If you don't know Jesus, who is truth, and you say you are a worshipper of Christ or that you belong to Christ, you are fooling yourself. For salvation, the salvation that Christ brought did not stop there at just accepting Christ. No, you have to know the person whom you have accepted. You have to know the person of Christ. You have to know the person of Christ. Please, let's open now to John chapter 4. And let's see, you and I, it is the same instruction. We are all sons of God in Christ Jesus. John chapter 4, let's zero down to verse 23 and 24. But the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You can see a key. God is spirit, and so those who will worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. In other words, they must become spirit beings like Him. And we give God all the glory that as born again, Christ gave us life. He gave us a new spirit, and so we are one with the Father. We are one spirit, the same spirit. As He is righteous, so is the new man righteous. It is no longer a sinful spirit. We have a new spirit in Christ. And so we are enabled, we have the potential now to worship Him in spirit. Now, the truth, according to the word of God, we have to know truth so that we can worship Him. We have to know truth so that we can worship Him. And also, He gave us truth. Not only did He give us a new spirit, He gave us Himself. Christ in us, our hope of glory. He gave us His spirit. He's with us. He's upon us. He's in our midst, so that He can guide us through truth. And then we can know Him, who is the person of truth. Remember, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. And so you see the work of God. Not only did He give us a new spirit. He put His spirit on the inside of us. His spirit is upon us. His spirit is with us. The same way He gave His Son in His days in the earthen vessel, His spirit without limit, so has He done to you and I. And I tell you, remember, the scriptures says, thy children shall be taught of God, and great shall be their peace. And so He gave us Himself. He is God, to teach us about Himself. Can you know God without God Himself? Nobody knows God. Only God knows the person of Himself. And so it is fitting for Him to give us Himself to teach us. God is what? Spirit. And so you can see, deep must call unto deep. We have to be worshiping Him by our spirit through the words of His spirit, Him who is spirit. It's just like, water springing forth from deep source, maybe high up in the mountains. That water is coming from maybe an underground mighty source of water, but yet it is still a well flowing down from the mountains, forming a river, flowing. So you can see, from one water source flowing as another water source, for that river is actually flowing into the sea. And yet it is the same water, the sea, the river, and the deep underground water source. And you have to understand that it is the same thing too with God. We have to be changed to receive of His Spirit. So now we are born again and we have His Spirit on the inside of us. Now we have to speak with Him, relate with Him who is Spirit. We are now spirit beings relating with Spirit. Oh, the words that He speaks, they are spirit and they are life. So you see, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. And so we have to truly understand that truth, Christ, who is given to you and I, is the one we have to worship. If you look at Revelation chapter 4 and chapter 5, you will see it clearly there. Both the Father and Son are worshipped. Revelation chapter 4 and Revelation chapter 5. Note it and please read it later at home. You will see it there. Both the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ, who is given to you and I to worship, they are both worshipped in heaven. It is quite clear there. And if you look at John chapter 5, honor the Son as you honor the Father. If you don't honor the Son, you are not honoring the Father. If you hate the Son, you hate the Father. If you accept the Son, you have accepted the Father. It's quite clear in scriptures, many, many places. If you hate the Son, you hate the Father. If you honor the Son, you are honoring the Father. If you worship the Son, you are worshiping the Father. If you don't accept the Son, you are not accepting the Father. If you don't believe in the Son, you don't believe in the Father. It is quite clear there. And remember, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, God, who gave us His Son, His Son is exact of Him. the Father of glory is also called Mount Zion, Pillar of Truth. His Son is the truth. He says, I am the way, the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father except by me. And so you see, just as the Father is truth, He is truth. And the Father gave us truth to worship. Jesus Christ, and to worship Him according to truth, the word of Himself. As you know Him, so will you believe on Him by faith. If you look at all those who came to Christ in His days in the earthen vessel, everything they held on to, the scriptures they held on to, if you search the Old Testament, you will see it there. Son of David, it is there. Lord, they called Him Lord because they knew He is the Lord who did all those things in the old. They knew the Lord is God. Please let's open to Psalm 118. We read it this morning. Or better still, let's first look at Psalm 42 and let's see something there. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Psalm 42, look at verse 7. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water sprout. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. So we see clearly there, we as new born again, we have to commune with God, and this we do through truth, the knowledge of Him, the words of Himself. Let's drop down to Psalm 43 verse 3, we see there, O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. In other words, you see, truth. Jesus is the truth. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. So He sent the word of Himself. He sent His word and healed them and deliver them from their destruction. And so you can see He sent Jesus as truth. Jesus is truth. He sent Him to you and I so that through Him He will lead us, bring us into His holy hills and His tabernacles. In other words, to worship. Truth. And so it is through Christ and by Christ and in Christ and of Christ do we worship God. That is what that John chapter 4 is making you and I to understand. God is spirit, and they that must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Through Christ do we worship God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father except by me. And I tell you, the next verse, verse 7 of that John chapter 14, says there, if you have known me, you have known the Father. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. See a key? You shut out Christ from the Bible. You have shut out yourself from the kingdom of God. You shut out Christ from things. You have shut out yourself from all things of God. And so again, we see In the worship of God, it is by truth. And who is truth? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He is the one we are to go through the scriptures so that we know about him, we know of him, we know him, and then we worship by him. We worship by him. I tell you, as we are worshiping Jesus, we are worshiping the Father. As we are worshiping Jesus, we are worshiping the Father. All these we have to truly understand. As we are worshiping Jesus, we are worshiping the Father. Please let's open to Psalm 118. Let's look at verse 27. The Lord, they came to him in his days in the earthen vessel. Every one of them knew the Messiah to come is the Lord of the Old Testament, the one who was speaking to their father, the one whose glory, whose spirit, the Holy Ghost spoke to the prophet, the same Lord whom David said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. And so they knew the Messiah is the same Lord, and they all worshipped him. Lord, Lord, Lord. Martha said, you are the Messiah, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the Lord. They knew it's the same Lord who was speaking, who spoke to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, who spoke to the Jews through Moses, the same Lord who followed them as the rock of ages, the same Lord who created the heavens and the earth. They knew he was the one. And they worshipped him. They knew God is able to do all things. Please let's read Psalm 118 verse 27 together. Please let's go. God is the Lord which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen and amen. And this psalm, if you read this whole psalm, he's talking about the Messiah. We give God all the glory, and look at verse 27, God is the Lord. He is the Son of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The same glory of the Father is the children's. The same God. He duplicated himself divinely. So he is the same God, one with the Father. No difference, nothing, everything. He said, as the Father does, so does he. The things his Father does, so does he, because it's the same glory. The same glory. The words that the Father speaks, so does he speak. The things the Father does, so does he. And here we see God is the Lord. So they knew the Messiah to come. The Lord is God. It's quite clear in scripture. They knew. They knew. And you will show us what light. Remember we read in Psalm 43. He will send us what light and truth. Light and truth. And so he sent him to us so that we worship him. Man wanted something to worship, but the true God is not stone. The true God is not wood. The true God is not any matter. Everything we see on the face of the earth is the work of his hands. So we cannot have anything to represent him. It will be an insult to him. And so he sent his son. He sent his son. He sent his son. Please let's open to John chapter 1. He sent his son for us to know and worship. And when we know him, going through the scriptures, knowing him, according as we know, we will worship him. Because if we don't know him, we will set up wood. We will set up stone. We will set up a religious system. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge of truth. Lack of knowledge of Jesus. It is a sin as a son of God in Christ Jesus not to know Christ. It is a sin. Ignorance is still a sin. If you look at, I think the book of Leviticus chapter 4. Ignorance is a sin. And also Numbers chapter 15. Let me give you the verses before we continue. Ignorance of truth is a sin. Ignorance of the God who is truth is a sin. You can't say you are worshiping God, you are going to church, and you don't know Christ, the person whom you are going to worship. It is a sin. Please write Leviticus chapter 4, verses 2 to 4. And you also see it in verses 13 to 15, verses 22 to 24, and verses 27 to 29. So, ignorance. Every one of us, whether high or low, ignorance is a sin. And also, Numbers chapter 15, verses 23 to 29. Ignorance is a sin. And ignorance of what is written. And what is written is Jesus. He is the Word of God. But we thank God that in Christ Jesus, we have forgiveness of these basic ignorant things we have done in the past. But remember, in these days now, Christ has come. Ignorance can no longer be tolerated. It's no longer permitted. We have to now know the truth. That is the reason why Christ came, to reveal himself, who is truth, to you and I. Please also write Leviticus chapter 4. You will see there, God is a forgiving God. He forgave the ignorance. Verse 20, verse 26, verse 31, verse 35. But we have to understand that we are shortchanging ourselves, we are depriving ourselves of so many things by not knowing Christ according as he is written, by not allowing the Holy Ghost to guide us through the scriptures. Please, are we in John chapter 1, as we said earlier? Please, let's read verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Please underline that. That glory is full of truth. is not only power now, but is full of truth, is the source of truth. So you see, to worship God in spirit and in truth, the person who is filled with truth, Jesus Christ, he's filled with truth. True worshippers must worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Please let's look at verse 17 of that same chapter. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. See a key? Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So we worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Who is truth? Jesus Christ. And the Spirit is His Spirit. He gave us His Spirit, who will reveal Himself to us according as He is written, so that as we know Him, so shall we be able to fellowship with Him. If you don't know that He is righteous and He is without sin, you won't understand that you will not be acceptable unto Him if you as a believer, you continue to sin. And you'll be saying, I've been praying, asking Him for things, and yet you are in sin. And the scripture is quite clear, be ye holy as He is what? Holy. He is righteous. And remember, when Father Abraham was interceding for Lot and his family, when Sodom and Gomorrah was about to be destroyed, he kept on saying, but you are a righteous God. Will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? That's to tell you, Abraham knew God is holy and without sin. And he was discussing with the Lord Jesus who visited him. Because we've read it, the Lord is God. He's the same person in the old. He's the same person who was made manifest in the flesh. And they all worshipped him and called him Lord. Every one of them. They called him Lord because they knew the Messiah to come, who is truth, is the Lord spoken of, who does things, who is so wonderful, who is written from Genesis to Malachi. They knew he's the same Lord. And God is the Lord. They knew. David himself, whose lineage he was, said, the Lord said to my Lord, because he is Lord just as his Father is Lord. He is God just as his Father is God. And he said, God is the Lord, making us to understand that the Messiah to come, Jesus Christ, who has already come, for we are in the days of after he has come. We give God all the glory. He's the same Lord. And he's the same person in our midst. And he's the same person with us. And he's the one given to you and I to worship. But how can we worship him if we don't know him? And so you see, Father Abraham said, you are righteous God. And look at how he was able to fellowship with him. Please read Genesis chapter 18 from verses 22 to 33. You will see how Father Abraham fellowshipped, worshipping. The same thing is what we're doing now. Relating with him according as he knew the Lord. And we also know Noah too. He made sure he knew the Lord according to the truth that he is righteous. He is holy. And so he himself patterned his life so that he was able to worship God as he knew him to be holy. In his generation, he was the only one who was blameless, making sure he obeyed the word of God. And so you can see he worshipped God. And we all know the story of Obed-Edom. It was the time David wanted to remove the ark from the tent to another place, to within his own place. He wanted the ark of God to be with him. And you know, what did he do? They took the ark and put it on a cart. My people perish for lack of what? Knowledge of the truth. They did not search the scriptures that the ark must always be carried on the shoulder of the Levite or priest. You see? Lack of knowledge again. Lack of knowledge of the truth. And of course, as the cart was going, it wanted, you know, maybe hit a bomb and the ark was about to slip down, in quote. Uzziah stretched forth his hand. And of course, he thought he was doing good, isn't it? But he lay down flat on the ground, dead. And so the ark was taken. You see, the presence of the Lord. We thank God the Lord is in our midst. His presence is here. The presence of the Lord was carried to the house of Obed-Edom, who was blessed. How he was able to live with the ark, you will know that it is because he had the knowledge of the truth. And then the news went to David. Obed-Edom is blessed. Obed-Edom is blessed. That God is blessing him. See a key? God is blessing him. So David now went through the scriptures and started to research, to look into truth. And he understood the ark had to be carried as it was carried in the desert on the shoulders of the priest. And then he himself knew sin. Sin is a hindrance. At every certain steps of the priest, he kept on slaughtering what? Sheep, you know, sheep and everything. For the God we serve is what? Holy. So you see, he was able to bring the presence of the Lord into his own household because now he knew the God he served. He's the same Lord, the Lord of glory. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Please write 2 Samuel chapter 6 from verse 1 to 15 for that story of Obed-Edom. 2 Samuel chapter 6 verses 1 to 15. And for the story of Noah, Genesis chapter 6 verses 9 to 13, please read it. And it's the same thing in the desert for the Moses generation. Only two of them took time after they were delivered from Egypt. It's the same thing too. We've all been delivered by the power of God from the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's own dear Son. We have to take time to know the God we serve. And so after they left Egypt, they've been delivered from the hands of Pharaoh. They are now free. It's the same thing too. We've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness. We are now free, for we are in the kingdom of God's own dear Son. And look at what the scripture says regarding them. Please let's open to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 10. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 10. Please let's go. Amen. Please say amen once you are there. Okay, let's go. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Please underline that. They have not what? Known my ways. See a key? They perished in the desert. My people perished for lack of knowledge of truth. And truth is Jesus. They have not known my ways. Remember, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is truth. He walks in truth. So the way of truth is the way of what? Obedience. Remember, he obeyed his Father even to death on the cross. And he's the same thing too. If you don't know him, how can you worship him? When we say grace covers sin, it shows we don't know him. I'm telling you, he's the same thing. When we say, is Jesus the Christ, we don't know him. He's the same thing. When we say, he's just a prophet, is the same thing. We don't know him. Remember, when he asked his disciples, who do men say I am? Is the same thing too. They answered all sorts of things. They said all sorts of things. Now he said, who do you say I am? And what did Peter say? You are Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, the Christ. So now, who do you say Christ is? And that's how you worship him. It's what you say. If you say Jesus loves sin, and so grace covers sin, that's how you will treat him. And you will never find him. But if you say he was without sin, he died for my sins, but he himself was without sin. The God I serve is a holy God. He's the God of truth. I tell you, that's how you worship him. And if you say, I know with God all things are possible, and that he will never fail, and that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that as he was in the Old Testament, written all the things he did, creating the heavens and the earth, so is he, so was he in the new, and so is he still now. And so will you hold on to him, trusting him in every situation of your life. Everything you know he's able to help you. And so every little thing, you will come to him and say, Father, my Lord Jesus, help me. You hand it to him and you are at peace. Even when you are seeing the situation turning, you know the person you worship. So you keep worshiping him. Keep holding on to him. You will be what I call doing the Jehoshaphat. You know, Jehoshaphat, smart guy, because he knew the Lord he served. He ran to the Lord in his temple and said, Lord, you know, we have no might. These people have set themselves round about us. Our eyes are on you. And that's how you can see he worshiped God, because he knew he would save them, that he's still the God who defeated Pharaoh. He's still the God who did many things, gave them the land that they are now attacking. He knew it was God who fought for them, the same Christ who fought for them. And so he did according as he knew him. He went to him. He did not say, raise the army, everybody, okay, let's set ourselves to fight. No, he went to the Lord because he knew Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He knew he served a God who never fails. He knew power belongs to God. And that's how you worship him. Many of us, we read the story of King Jehoshaphat. We don't understand that this is a king with the instrument of office, the whole army in his hand, and yet he still ran to Christ. That's to tell you, the arm of flesh cannot help any one of us, whether king. That's to tell you, you have to set your heart. Start searching the scriptures to know Jesus. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The reason why we're running helter-skelter is because we don't know him. And so, Jehoshaphat, tell somebody, learn to do the Jehoshaphat.
Learn to do the Jehoshaphat.
Learn to worship him.
As Jehoshaphat.
Learn to trust in him.
As Jehoshaphat did.
Do the Jehoshaphat.
All the days of your life.
In Jesus' name. And so you see him, smart guy. He went to him. Every little thing, he will go there. Lord, help. Lord, help. Because he knew the Jesus, the God who is Lord, the same Jesus is Lord of the old and in the new, and he's still Lord. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now you understand why Apostle Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Please let's open to Philippians chapter 3. And you will see the same thing. Worshipping him as we know him. Philippians chapter 3. Let's look at verse 3. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Please let's read it again. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Remember, true worshipers must worship God in spirit and in truth. And so he's saying we are of those who worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus. And we have to understand. And have no what? Confidence in the flesh. In other words, in the spirit, and look at it again, Christ, rejoice in Christ. You cannot say you are worshiping God who is spirit without Christ. You can see again, worship God in spirit and in Christ. Jesus, in Christ, in Christ. And look at verse 8. Please, let's take it from verse 7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. So you can see he's now telling you, join that with the verse 3, making you to understand that it is worshipping God in spirit, and as you know, the knowledge of Christ. 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 And please let's open to Nehemiah chapter 8 for us to also see how does this apply to us in the church now. You have to understand it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Don't say, oh, why is this emphasis on, coming to church to hear the word of God strictly under the guidance of the Holy Ghost and reading your Bible daily under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. We see it clearly that it is for our own good, individually and collectively. It is how you will be held throughout your days on the face of the earth. How you will be blessed throughout your days on the face of the earth. We've seen it with the people of God, the children of Jacob. Every time they returned to truth and they knew him, they were held. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changeth not. We have to know these things. My people perish for lack of knowledge of truth, lack of knowledge of God. And it's not just to know him. You also have to walk in the way of what you know. Know truth and do truth. Allow the Holy Ghost to reveal Christ. The whole purpose of the Holy Ghost is to testify concerning Christ and to reveal Christ, to make him known. It's not to make any other man known or any other individual know, to make Christ known so that you will know him, I will know him, and worship him according as I and you, we know him and we receive of him. We receive help all of our days on the face of the earth. If you don't realize that no man can help one another on the face of the earth, then you have a problem. See, a whole king, Jehoshaphat, he had all the instruments of office in his hands. He had all the soldiers, armies, alliances, everything. But he was smart. And so we all have to start being smart like King Jehoshaphat, who relied on Jesus, for he was a worshiper of the Lord God. And so again, look at our church, our the people of God. Please let's start Nehemiah chapter 8 from verse 1 to 12. This was after they got back from Babylon, from slavery. And please let's read verse 1 first. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man unto the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. Please underline that. They were the ones who did what? Who gathered themselves. And they were the ones who called for the priest of the Lord, the scribe, to bring the book of the Lord, God's word, the book of the law of Moses. Not the law of man, the very scriptures God gave them through Moses, and which he commanded to them. And verse 2 says, and Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. Now, see church here now. See? What were they doing? Strictly the word of God. They took themselves to church. It's not that Ezra called all of them, come to church, come to church. They took themselves to church to hear the word of God that will help them. They wanted to know what went wrong. What went wrong? How can we find help? And verse 3 says, and he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning, please underline that, until midday. Before the men and women and those that could understand. In other words, children of understanding age. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law of Moses. Underline that. Every ear was what? Attentive. And they sat there all morning till midday. They were not being begged to come to church, you know. And they were not being begged to read the Bible at home. And verse 4 says, and Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose. And beside him stood Mattathiah and Shema and Ananiah and Uriah and Hilkiah and Mashiah on his right hand. And on his left hand, Pedaiah and Mishael and Malkiah and Hashum and Hasbadana, Zechariah and Meshulam. And verse 5 says, and Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up, for they knew it's the word of God. It's not nowadays. Is the Bible really the word of God? Are you sure it's not? So, they were really having church. And verse 6 says, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, amen, amen, with lifting up their hands. Nobody was cajoling them. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. This is a great multitude of people, you know. A whole nation. A whole nation. And verse 7 says, also Jeshua and Bani and Shebia, Jamin, Akub, Shabetha, Hodijah, Maaseiah, Kelita, Azariah, Jozab, Hannah, Pelab, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. Please underline that. They caused the people to understand the book of the law of Moses. They read. So you can see the Holy Ghost was there. They caused the people, everyone, to understand what is in the Bible. And verse 8 says, so they read in the book in the law of God distinctively. You can see only the word of God. Distinctively. Only the word of God. And not added stories and life stories and, you know, no, strictly the word of God. Strictly the word of God. And gave the sense, the spiritual sense, the spiritual meaning. And cause them to understand the reading. And that's what the Holy Ghost does. That is church. Church is the pillar and ground of truth. And verse 9 says, and Nehemiah, which is the Tashath, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the Lord. Now they understood how they went wrong, why things like the going to Babylon, all the suffering. If you read through the scriptures, only one third of the whole nation went to Babylon. One third died. One third died at the battlefield. One third died of famine, and you know, they were slain and everything. Only one third was left of a whole nations of, you know, millions of men, talk less of the women and the children. And so they understood why they went through all the horror, because as a nation they had left off truth. And it's the same thing. And when we say come to church to hear the word of the Lord, study your Bible at home, teach your children so that such things will not happen to you. Now you remember the story of Daniel and his companions. Now, all of them in that group were all Jewish children. Only four of them out of all those selected decided to obey truth. And you see that it is what they had been doing before they were all taken as slaves. But look at how God favored them and looked after them. Tell somebody, learn to do the Jehoshaphat. To do the Jehoshaphat. Learn to know your God and worship him as you know him. And so again, you see, they wept when they heard the words of the law. Verse 10 says, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. Please underline that. They had what? Understood the words that were declared unto them. So you have to understand the Bible. That's why we have the Holy Ghost, to teach us the truth. You have to know your God yourself. All the people were rejoicing because they all understood. It's not the pastors or the priests alone. They all what? Understood. And this is church. To be taught the word of God, so that you know truth for yourself. How to live by truth and worship him who is truth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's give him all the glory this morning. Let's stand up. Let's bless him. Do the Jehoshaphat. Lord, we give all the glory. Lord, we give all the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's worship him this morning. We know the God we serve. We thank God that he has been teaching us in this church to know him. And I tell you, as we are knowing him and living and worshiping him, our latter end is glorious. Amen. The generations of the righteous, they are blessed. Amen. I've been young, I've been old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Your seed will never beg bread. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. But you have to fulfill your own duty. Know truth and teach your seed truth. In the name of Jesus. You will never lack any good thing. God will always help you. No matter the situation. In the name of Jesus. But just know the God. Do the Jehoshaphat. Don't forget. He's God who never fails. And so as we have known him now, let's worship him. Let's give him all the glory. Speak to your God. Worship him. Speak to him. We thank God for his love upon us in this church, teaching us, making us to know him. And we are confident in him that he will always sort us out. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise him, praise him. Tell him he's your Jesus. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He's the one you are here to worship, not me. He's here in our midst. Tell him he's the Lord. He is Lord God. He's the one. He's the Messiah. He is the truth. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is your Redeemer. He is our Redeemer. He is our blessings. For in him we live and move and have our being. We are his offsprings. Bless him, bless him. Bless him. Worship him. Thank him for your past and your present and your future and your eternity. For you trust in him to take care of everything. Thank him for your household. Thank him for the lives of all your children and descendants. For he's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful. No matter what goes on the face of the earth, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never fail you. And so thank him. Thank him. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we give all the glory.